I'm going to talk now.
Fuck.
Sorry.
Diva.
Jesus.
I know.
I know. I'm high maintenance.
God damn.
All righty. Welcome to episode 13 of the Nerdcast podcast. Not your regular dialogue. I go by the name of Toner, and I am joined by the rest of the Nerdcast crew. We are back in the command center. I got Joe Dust.
My name is William, and I like to wear dresses.
I apologize in advance. We have Big Matt.
What's up?
Cripple J.
Hello.
And Sound Guy Steve.
Happy Labor Day.
Wow. I hear intro music. All right. As always, at this point of the show, we'd like to recognize our unofficial beer sponsor. And for that, I go to our official beer snob, Jay, to let us know who our beer sponsor is.
And we are drinking Kirkwood Station Blackberry Wheat. 4.8% ABV, 11 IBUs. Solid stuff.
I didn't leave it in my fridge today. From last recording, we were supposed to be drinking this. But I didn't bring it.
Yay! Yeah. Good job, Toner. Remember.
So it's aged for 2 weeks.
That's right. Still tastes good.
Gets the job done.
Wow.
Loser.
Yes. All right. So, Matthew.
Sir.
As always, I don't pay attention in these meetings we have beforehand, so what are we talking about today?
Oh, we have quite a plethora to go over today. But we're going to start off with what I like to call the Skylar White Cunt Scale.
Good. Something our female audience would love to hear.
This is something that was created out of the minds of, I guess, myself and the ever-elusive command center not leaving Bobby, where we kind of just listed to each other characters on television that we just can't stand. And you kind of rank them by how many Skylar Whites they equal. Because I can't stand Skylar White. She's my most hated person, character ever on television. There's no one that could top her. Hence, she's the namesake of the scale. And from henceforth, anytime you find someone that you hate, you can either apply it to real life, you can apply it to movies. I applied it to mostly to television. You can say, hey, she equals about 20 Skylar Whites. That's kind of where it came from.
And for those who may not know, who is Skylar White?
Skylar White is the wife of one Walter White on the show Breaking Bad. And I believe Joe had something sent to him by one of our loyal listeners that went over why Skylar White is the cunt of all cunts.
Well, it actually does not explain why she is.
But it goes into... It doesn't explain why she is what she is, but explains, you know, that... There's a strong following of people that just can't stand her.
Yeah, Ginger Spice, man, our loyal redhead listener, cutest listener we got.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen her photos.
How dare you, sir?
No, wait a minute, how dare you? Your mother listens to this show.
I have them in my wallet. I'll show them to you. Yeah, but she sent me what Vince Gilligan said about that because really nobody in the universe likes Skylar White. She's pretty much a all around hated character, I think. And Vince Gilligan said, man, I don't see it that way at all. We've been at events and had all our actors up on stage. People ask Anna Gunn, why is your character such a bitch? And with the risk of painting too broad a brush, I think the people who have these issues with wives being too bitchy on Breaking Bad are misogynists. Plain and simple. I like Skylar a little less now that she's succumbed to Walt's machinations. Is that how you pronounce that?
We'll go with it, yeah.
sorry. I could spell it. I just can't say it. But in the early days, she was the voice of morality on the show. She was the one telling him, you can't cook crystal meth. She's got a tough job being married to this asshole. And this, by the way, is why I should avoid the internet at all costs. And my reply to that's like, kudos, Vince. That's why you cast a leading female role in all of your Oh, just kidding.
Nope, not at all. Not at all.
Yo, dude, don't make fun of my sub-female characters that I create in all of my shows.
Because here's the thing. This is why Walter White is one of my most favorite characters of all time on television. It started off with the right premise.
And the white premise.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I definitely saw what he did there.
That was a racial joke.
What would Sean Connery have to say about that?
The white premise.
Mind you, that is not his Bane impression at all.
Why do you have so much meth in your lab?
Not bad.
Not good.
It's fuck you, Jay. Go hobble around, you son of a bitch.
Cripple Jay.
Jeez, man.
Okay. No love on the podcast.
Steve, jeez. You look like you got raped by a pro golfer. He has no reply for that either.
Did you just walk off the links? You look like...
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
the neon yellow sure. Oakley is awesome.
Me and Camilo Villegas had a fucking 69 on the eighth hole. I shoved my one iron up his ass, and he sucked my sand wedge off. So there you go.
So Skylar White.
Jesus,
I don't know what just happened.
Okay. This tangent just went really far off. But anyway, the reason
I don't make fun of your fucking shirts you always wear, Wayne and fucking Reese's Pieces. Fuck you, cups over there.
You Joe in your black t-shirt.
I have nothing there. That's why.
We're trying to do the cunt scale, Steve.
God,
he's rating pretty high right now.
Yeah.
Good lord.
This is a serious podcast.
Suck is if we used Max Frost in this intro, it's gonna be like din, 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 din. So we're going to the cunt scale.
You're gonna lose a friend, Joe.
Sorry, Max.
You knew what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
If you ever took the time to listen.
Done your research.
Exactly. Don't get into bed with our operation. But please sponsor us.
Yeah.
As Toner will say, fuck all of you.
Fuck you. Keep listening.
Yes. Yep, there you go. But anyway, Skylar White, let's get back to the scale here. So the reason why Walter White. The reason why he even started, right? He wanted to support his family. This was a way of making fast money before he had about a year to live. The show takes a place over a year's period of time. And she, trying to take the moral high ground, how dare she? A man has to do whatever he has to do to take care of his family in a situation like that. That's why I kind of, you know, did he go about it a legal way? No, but he still did what was the right thing to do. He was trying to take care of his family. Then you go off into the whole, hey, I did it because I liked it kind of thing. But to be debated another time. But anyway, the Skylar White cunt scale. So what I did was I took characters from TV that I ranked 1 to 5 and gave a couple honorable mentions. I believe only Jay and I did the scale. Connor, did you do any rankings?
I don't watch nearly as much TV as you guys do, okay. But I definitely have some. I have a few hated characters, not okay. The top five. But.
Okay, and I'm sure Jill will throw in a lost character. Maybe we'll see.
No, but I have one in mind too.
Okay, so anyway, so Jay here, you and I go back and forth on this. I'll start. All we'll right. Go bottomless top.
That works.
All right. So number 5 on my list is Lori Grimes from The Walking Dead. Can't stand her character on the show at all. Very close in relation to Skylar White, where she's impeding the hero of the story. So, can't stand her.
I agree with all of it. I had her as an honorable mention.
Honorable mention, okay. Then, number 4, I went to Margaret Schroeder from Boardwalk Empire. Fucking Scott cunt bitch. Can't stand.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not playing this for my church group.
She was
Father
awful.
Thompson, come listen.
She was awful.
Hold on, be right there.
You guys don't understand. She was, again, you got a guy that took pity on this bitch whose husband basically beat on her, took her out of a horrible situation, and then she tries to take the moral high ground of how he tries to take care of her. Again, a guy trying to take care of a family, and who are you to say how he takes care of her? He's being good to her, and she thinks she's better than him. Fuck that shit. I'm not down with that. Jay, Cripple Jay, go.
Dang. All right. My number 5, since we didn't say it, was Guys Baltar from Battlestar Galactica.
I don't watch Battlestar, but...
Oh, man. You just nerded the fuck out.
Oh, I did.
I know. Jesus.
Left field.
He was responsible for the last human's planet to be destructed by the robots. So.
Spoilers? Jesus. Jay, no. I'll get around.
It's first episode.
It's all okay. All right.
So
it sets up the story of why they're...
Yeah. All right. And basically, throughout the whole thing, he's scheming to try to get power, and just a very unlikable character. All right. And number 4, I had Gemma Teller.
Ooh. Good to
the way
right there.
The way she just manipulated everybody on that show, just...
Jax, how would you feel about your mom being on the cunt scale?
Fuck her, you know, I'll put a fucking bullet in her head when she's looking at the camera. Do you have anyone else from that show on there? Because
no, that was the only one.
I was actually going to say Tara.
Tara. She was kind of, but same reasons, right?
Yeah.
You had a guy that was taking care of his family, and she just didn't agree with the way that he did it.
Gemma was at least kind of interesting in some episodes because she was a bitch.
Yeah.
Tara was more or less like, oh, God, I hurt my wrist. I'm going to wear this fucking brace, and you can't touch my kids. And I'm like, oh, man, this is riveting television. I was a little bit.
She went between the name of Tara and Tara a lot.
Right.
And I was like, just decide. What the fuck is your name and how are you going to pronounce it?
That was called lazy acting.
Oh. All right. So we're on number three
yep.
on the list. All right. Number three on the list. Cersei.
Agreed.
Cersei Lannister.
Shame.
Shame. Was that not uncomfortable to watch that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, at first, you're like, oh, snap, she's going to be naked. And then wait, like 4 minutes of shit getting thrown on her, and literally getting thrown on her, and you're like, okay.
But didn't she have spoilers. A body double for that episode?
That's I'm only in season four, so.
Oh. Sorry.
Spoiled the
sorry
shit
you entered
out
the
that.
Thunderdome.
No, you guys have already spoiled a lot of the show for me, so.
You came in late to the
And then
yes,
she
I did.
Dies, and I'm like, oh.
Spoilers. Assholes.
I just couldn't. The part where she gave Joffrey a hand job was a little bit uncomfortable because that was her son.
That's really going to be awkward since he's dead where I'm at.
Well, that was what was awkward when I was watching it.
Yeah, it's a dream sequence.
She's like, honey, why are you limp?
Oh.
Where's daddy?
You guys shake your head, but there's so much incest and shit in that show. That show's
Where's daddy Jamie?
Cersei being incestual. There you go.
Jamie, he's full on. What lefty now in that show?
Yeah,
he's constantly giving himself the stranger whether he wants to or not.
The metal hand gets a little cold. So
yeah,
is it bad that I've only seen a half episode of Breaking Bad and I've never seen Walking Dead? I haven't had.
That's about as bad as me not have never seen Kill Bill yet. Yeah, I still haven't watched.
I haven't
that.
Seen Breaking Bad yet. And I'm a season and a half behind on The Walking Dead.
But you've seen every episode of Supernatural.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
CW.
There's nothing wrong with the CW.
If you're in high school.
Please.
Hey, say what you will, but the CW has perfected the comic book TV show.
They have. I'll give them that.
They've done that.
I don't watch Gilmore Girls, fuckhead. It's actually a superhero show.
Yeah, it's off the air.
Well, yeah, but it's on Netflix.
You have every season on DVD, too.
And Blu-ray. Proceed with the cunt scale.
Cunt scale. I think Tony would have Jay on his cunt scale, to be honest with you.
Is episode 13 going to be called cunt scale? That's going to be hard to market.
No, it's going to be called the big gay toners.
I love that.
Dude, I fucking pissed myself when I saw your emoticon for him on that. Oh, my God.
Steve, you have to be more descriptive,
for our
though.
Fantasy football.
Oh, yeah, so our fantasy football, we get done drafting, and I'm over at Lori's house, and I go, and I'm starting to laugh. She goes, what are you laughing? I go, come here. And I go, have you seen South Park with Big Gay Al? She's like, no. I'm like, here, look at this. And she's like, she was laughing, almost crying because of that. It was fucking hilarious. I mean, it's got the Big Gay Al. We will have to do that because it's fucking great.
I put
great.
Tony's head on Big Gay's Al.
That is fucking great.
But hopefully we don't get in trouble for spamming. We'll get to that in a little while.
Yeah.
Pending litigation.
Yeah.
Pending
litigation. Fucking cuts.
All right, where are we at?
Number two.
We're number two on the list. My number two is Joffrey. From Game of Thrones.
Fuck you, Joffrey.
Joffrey's the fucking
dude.
Asshole.
I actually thought his character was awesome. Though. He's a good actor.
First thing we ever saw him in.
How
was,
do we know he's really acting?
Batman Begins.
I've seen videos of
him. Batman Begins.
Other videos. He's
why didn't Batman
kid.
Rip out his throat? I guess he had no idea the evil that was on that fucking fire.
Pure
escape.
Evil.
Oh yeah, that was him, wasn't it?
Which
was
one?
Yes.
Forgot about that.
You said Batman Begins. Which
he
guy?
He was the little kid that Batman threw his sonic detector to.
Oh, when he's hanging
he's
off?
He's a little kid, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He was like, can your parents all right, come gotcha. Over for things? He's like, my parents are dead!
Sorry, man.
But Joffrey, he's insane. He's demonic. He's just everything wrong with a human being is wrong with Joffrey. And his like the Scientologists have thetans, his Skylar White cuntisms, we'll say, or what are we going to... with cuntins is what we'll
cuntins,
call them.
Cuntins, yes.
His body's exploding with cuntins, we'll say. So that's why he's number two on the list, and he'll be solidly at number two forever, I think.
But see, we've debated this in email. I got Skylar White at number two, with Joffrey at number one.
Oh, my God.
Just the physical acts Joffrey did in the show just... kind of put him over
his
the top
his torture of what was the redhead's name on the show?
The whore. Yeah.
No,
Rod.
Sansa.
Well,
yeah, Rod. But Sansa. His treatment of Sansa, it just didn't sit right.
Roz kind of got the short end of several sticks.
Yeah.
Short end of a little finger.
Oh, yeah, that too.
But, so you had Joffrey at number one. Because he's evil. He's fucking evil. And it's just, I like the fact that we were able to put a guy on the list. Because you're a guy doesn't mean you can't be a cunt.
I got three guys that I just thought of real quick.
Who you got? Go.
Carl, because I fucking hate Carl from The Walking Dead, you piece of shit. I don't give a fuck if you're 6 years old or 13 years old. Stay in the fucking house, Carl. It's the zombie apocalypse. They don't want you to die. Don't walk around the fucking farm frolicking like a little bitch. Like, oh, I'm going to go into the woods. I'm going to see what's in there. There's fucking zombies in there, Carl.
Daddy,
stay in the house.
Can I lure the old man out to the zombies?
I've never understood the hatred for Carl.
Carl's a... Oh, my God. Okay, yes. It's
because the
world.
He never does what he's
Coral.
Told to do.
Well, but the thing is,
yeah,
he's
Coral.
Just a kid.
I understand he's a kid. He's growing up in a shit time.
Yeah,
oh, I understand
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
I have sympathy galore, but it's like, hey, fuckhead, we're trying to keep you alive.
Because, okay, in that show, the zombie apocalypse happens when he's probably, what, five, we'll say? Maybe six? Because, mind you, time
probably,
passes...
He was
okay.
more like
time
nine
passes
or ten
between when
like,
you
right?
see him...
I thought he was older than that, too, like... Eight or nine.
Okay, eight. Okay, yeah. So he's going to be in second grade. This kid's just learning to really master reading at this point. And we expect him to be able to navigate in a world that's just nothing but pure chaos.
He's a lot better in the comic, too, than he is on the show.
Yeah. He's bitchy in the show, and we're watching him go through puberty in the show, and that's kind of weird. They aren't progressing with time.
And that's not even the worst character assassination of that show, so. No.
I don't know enough.
Okay, but anyway,
Michonne,
I just...
Dale.
I don't...
Oh, Dale.
Carl, I neither like or dislike Carl. In the show itself, he's not a pivotal character, in my opinion. He's just... He gives you the
Ooh,
youth
man,
aspect
two
of the
people
show.
In mind for honorable mention.
Well, as many people that have died during that show, the fact that Carl is still alive, it's like Darth Maul getting cut in half in the...
Travesty.
I'm like, fucking die, Carl.
Which, that's something on the topic we need to do. The greatest movie travesties of all time.
But, like, what
I mean, Darth Maul getting cut in half is number one on my list.
No, Karate Kid.
Yeah.
We'll debate at another episode.
That's when we need to pull Bobby in for that debate.
That's true.
He would have to leave the command center, which won't happen. But anyway,
oh,
you had
happen.
One, so what you got to do?
Well, obviously Joffrey's on that list.
Okay.
Just
he's evil, pure
oh,
evil.
Oh, yeah, and he's just a little bitch, too. He's one of those guys that, you know, he talks mad shit, but the moment somebody stands up to him,
Tyrion.
You know, quiet as, yeah.
Anytime well, Tyrion would talk to him, he would just...
Quiet as a church mouse.
Tyrion would walk up to him and go, don't.
Dude. What the cut that sound from Jay? Cripple Jay was getting orgasmic.
Who else, Tony?
Off the top of your head.
Well, I don't think I'm spoiling anything yet, because I know Jay hasn't gotten all the way there yet, but Ramsay Snow in Game of Thrones.
Him and Joffrey, as far as your evil scale, if we were to say, not the cunt scale, but
oh,
evil
yeah.
scale.
Yeah.
That's a good tie. I'm going to say a tie between those two, because he is about as sophistic as you can
both
get.
Both of those nailed their parts, though, man.
Well, that's good. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
The
point of their character is for you to hate them. And
yeah,
well,
they do. They're great.
They're doing that.
I don't want to
well.
Kill them in real life. Just like in the show, I just want to stab them.
Like in real
them.
Life, they're like, look, I gave $80,000 for church. Like, fuck you, Ramsay.
Which, well, I've heard that happens to the actress that plays Cersei. She'll be in a restaurant eating lunch, and someone will come in and go, fuck you, Cersei.
Somebody's like, hey.
It's just a character.
How about my turd on your plate right now? You like that?
Well, yeah, Cersei would definitely. She was definitely going to be on my list.
She's awful.
I love Lena Headey, right? Is that
Headley,
how you
Lena Headey.
I don't know how to pronounce her name, whatever. But yeah, she's hot and a great actress.
Mm. Actually, I like her a lot in Purge. She's the.
What was that?
Shame.
Oh, the shame.
Oh, shame.
Shame. Oh God.
Shame. She was also in 300.
She
oh,
was,
yeah,
oh, she was
the queen.
Queen to Leonidas. Oh,
yes.
She was really good in that.
We
too.
Saw
yeah,
her topless
in
that movie.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so Joffrey was your number one. Him, my number one of all time, obviously, for whom the scale is named after, Skylar White. Just a fucking cunt.
Huh.
I can't
tell me
there.
More about how you hate women.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of hating women. It's hating the character. That's
I know.
What I'm gonna say. She's just awful. She's a horrible woman. She's a horrible wife. She's a horrible mother. She's just horrible all the way around.
That's why I think Vince Gilligan was a little bit dumb when he said that, because it's like, it's not like you hate Anna Gunn.
No.
You just hate Skylar White, the
yes,
character.
Of course.
It's like, get off your high horse.
So, and then I got, okay, let's, Shaving Joe, I want to go to Joe, I want to go to Joe for his honorable mentions of who he would have.
Well, okay, one have? I thought of off the top of my head was Kate from Lost, because you said Lost. But every, if you ever watch Lost, it's heavy on flashback episodes. Okay. Every Kate episode is terrible.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Evangeline Lilly's,
you've seen the whole series,
yeah,
right?
I've seen the whole series.
Okay. And Evangeline Lilly's very cute, and she's cool and stuff, but man, her character's supposed to be like a fugitive on the run, basically. Yeah. That's just not believable with her.
No, it wasn't.
She's just a tiny, cute little girl, and they're like, yeah, I can't see it.
And even when they tried to make you like not like her from the flashbacks and stuff, it just didn't come off that well.
Yeah, you're like, ooh, that's edgy. Oh, you got your boyfriend's plane in a box. I get it. And I was like, you gonna ever explain that? No. Not. Well, I mean,
that,
they
that
do.
That show was
but...
infamous for that shit, right? Saying, hey, we touch on a subject.
That
we're
was
never
a bad example,
into
but... Oh, yeah. I have a whole book on Lost.
Well, and the writers even said after the show was over that they left a lot of storylines open just because they didn't feel like finishing them.
Yeah. I'm going to... Another character from The Walking Dead that I just think's a bad actress is Beth.
You hate her, dude.
Yeah. Touched, with that episode 6, you went up on her. You sound like every other fucking folk artist out
she
there.
She does, man. Emily Kinney, she's a cute little girl, but I actually went outside and threw confetti in the air when she died.
Spoiler
alert.
Matt,
how did Daryl not nail that?
She was in season 1 of The Flash.
Instead, he's like looking at Carol, who's... She's like, hi, I'm Carol. I have Jamie Lee Curtis haircut. And he's like, well, I got Beth over here, who's,
half your age.
Supple.
My wife was going back through some old episodes because AMC is like going through a marathon leading up to Fear the Walking Dead. And her interactions with Daryl are way creepy if you go back and watch them. It's just inappropriate.
As you can see, she just turned 30. So she's actually 30 in real life, and she's playing like a 20-year-old.
But
she
looks like
she's
a like 18-year-old.
But, dude, I mean, my friend Mark and I remember we watched an episode when I was out in L.A., and it just happened to be on. So we were watching it, and we're like, she's such a bad actress. That was the episode where all she did was flip people off. Because, you can't say fuck on AMC. So we flipped people off, and I was like, Mark, I really hope she dies soon. Spoiler alert.
I guess if we're going to stay on the topic of Walking Dead,
her death sucked too.
Yeah.
Because they spent that whole season trying to find her and then.
Yeah. Where's Beth? I'm like, I don't know. Hopefully kicked off the show. Hopefully she's with Carl somewhere in the abyss.
Should we not also give an honorable mention for Cunts for the governor?
Or is that more of a character? I considered him for a minute.
Yeah,
and I saw that they tried to humanize him in one episode that was basically just focused on him.
Bobby loves that episode. Hashtag Bobby.
Going into character development. But the governor, I guess comic governor from the comic book, fucking pure evil. No humanity whatsoever.
Bag.
But in the show, they try to give him humanity, but it doesn't matter. He was a fucking... You could put him on a cunt scale.
By the way, we have a Sanyo television screen as our...
I'm liking it.
As Steve's prop now, so we can all like see big screen of him pulling up...
We're going Hollywood.
Pornography and Walking Dead.
So... Jay, who do you
whatever works
honorable mentions as well, right?
Just Lori Grimes.
Okay, here's some. Anybody besides me watch Homeland? Anybody at Homeland?
No, but that's on my list to watch.
Mrs. Brody from Homeland. I'll just leave it at that. I won't spoil it for anybody. Fucking, she's like a Skylar White 2.0, man. I'm telling you, very, very much hated. Anybody else besides me watch Mad Men? At all? Nothing.
Nope.
I've seen several episodes.
Betty Draper, can't stand her.
Oh yeah. I know she is.
And I'm going to throw...
Oh, my God.
That's what's
her
name?
She's on
what's
Gotham.
What's her real name?
Betty Draper?
Yeah, in real life.
Her real name? I have no idea. But she was Emma Frost. She was Emma Frost in the X-Men First Class.
Oh, January Jones.
Yeah, January Jones. Yeah. She's in that Last Man Standing show that's on
Good
like, Fox.
Good Lord.
Okay, I think I know which one
Last Man
about.
On Earth?
Is Last Man on Earth? Yeah.
Matt,
yeah.
Is that her?
That's Mrs. Brody, yes.
Oh, okay.
Last Man Standing's with Tim Allen.
She's going to be in Deadpool. She's going to be Victoria?
She's in Firefly.
What's her name going to be in Deadpool?
Vanessa.
Yeah.
Copycat.
January Jones is a good-looking girl, though.
Oh, January Jones.
In Last Man on Earth, she's actually pretty
January
funny.
Jones was in American Pie 3?
The American Wedding,
she was in that. She was the sister. She was a strawberry blonde in that one, if I may. There you go. Emma Frost, yeah, there you go.
How old is January Jones, Steve?
Hot chick, but apparently a real bitch in real life.
Go back real quick. She's a cunt in Mad Men, dude.
Do what?
No joke.
How old is she? She's 37. Wow, I didn't know she was that old.
Never mind.
I thought she was like 36.
That old.
Yeah.
I got,
you're such a
man, Joe. I know, I'm 33 now, so.
She's
like,
so
whoa!
Old.
Jeez, man, knock the dust off that. You got cobwebs growing up in
anybody
the
else
batch.
Watch Sopranos besides me? Sopranos?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Sopranos.
Oh, his
mom.
Oh.
Oh,
dude, I like her,
mom.
Man.
The mom? From Sopranos? Not
Tony's mom.
Not Carmella. Not Carmella. Oh. I'm talking about Tony's mom.
Oh, yeah.
His mom,
she
dude.
Died in, like, the second she, season. Yeah. They did CGI'd it.
And you can actually tell.
Look, yeah, fucking.
I looked it up after I saw that episode where she was CGI'd in because it didn't look normal.
It looked horrible,
and they said
actually,
they had to CGI her in for that scene just
she
to
was
write her off the show.
And then
Tony, you don't love me no more.
And then Tony's sister.
That's her head right there is fake.
Yeah, see.
They used clips of her head because they had to pretty much write her
Liv,
out of the
that's
show.
Her name. Liv was her name. That's right. All right.
I was going to say, been a while since I like Carmella.
Carmella's not bad.
She's making that face because she just
and
caught a whiff of her acting.
I would say that Carmella's not as bad.
Oh, my God.
Because Carmella and Skylar have a lot of the same attributes because you have the same. Because, like, Tony and Walter are both bad people.
Right.
But you have you just kind of sympathize
Edie Falco,
with her.
Yeah.
She's and actually, I think, pretty
Carmella, I don't know
too,
why I didn't feel that same way about Carmella. She just didn't give that same vibe as Skylar for some reason.
Well, she knew what she was getting into.
Oh,
right
she embraced
oh,
that.
Yeah.
She,
so, she embraced that. The lifestyle. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She, she sounds like Lois from Family Guy.
Mm.
You ever think about that? They sound exactly like she could have just done the voice.
I think Tony just pulled the homer. He's like,
oh, for
Meadow
Soprano, yeah.
Well, she's of age now.
Well, yeah, when the show started,
it was totally creepy when she was not of
it. Yeah, it's not season one.
Probably 15 or 16 when Sopranos started. She was young. The episode College is where that show gets really good in the first season. I remember it's called College. That's where you see what Tony does.
Yeah.
Bobby recommended that show
to me.
Top,
yeah.
Freaking awesome.
All right, then here, I got two. I'm going to drop two curveballs on you guys. Diane Chambers from Cheers.
Oh,
she's on the fucking
scale.
She's on the cunt scale,
it's a
dude.
Comedy.
Dude, Diane Chambers sucked so bad. I hated Diane Chambers.
Oh, God.
Why Sam Malone had any feelings towards Diane Chambers, she was just
Shelley Long?
Fucking. Yes,
well, she
Shelley
was the
Long.
Only one that would fuck an ex-baseball player, I guess.
Do you have money in your checking account?
Just can't stand her, man. She was,
really?
And she wasn't funny. She was not funny at
all. Yeah, actually, it was better with Kirstie Alley than
Kirstie
her.
Kirstie Alley was much funnier. And I didn't like her. And Kirstie Alley, with her relationship with the guy Robin on that show, you guys remember Robin? He would fall on the cunt scale. I couldn't stand Robin.
If anyone's younger and has never watched Cheers, that's actually a good show worth
Cheers
watching.
Hilarious.
I think it's
that
on
was.
Netflix, too.
Cheers
is on Netflix.
Yeah. One of the best all time. Cliff Clavin, come on now.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to throw one more at you. You guys are like, what the hell? Why do you hate her? I don't remember her name on the show. But her name was Marky Post, and she was the blonde,
Night Court?
Blonde lawyer on Night Court.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand her.
Didn't Dan Fielding keep trying to bang her?
Yeah, because Dan was the prosecutor, right? Oh, no, he was the defender, I guess, in Night Court?
I think he was, he was the defense attorney guy.
Yeah,
yeah,
Marky Post. What was her name on the show? Anybody remember her name on the show?
Hey, I have another good one off the top of my
head. I couldn't stand
her.
She was just a con, man.
I got another
she
good one off
on
the
nerves.
Top of my head. Saved by the Bell. Jesse Spano.
Oh.
Nicely done.
Does anybody
actually
like her?
No, she's awful.
Until she went to Showgirls, of course. But on Saved by the Bell, nobody liked Jesse.
And A.C. Slater just had to settle for her, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't like her.
How
he
many nights did A.C. Slater spend just pounding it? Like, by himself, because Jesse wouldn't put out because he was a pig.
Thinking about Kelly Kapowski probably,
it's
too.
Christine Sullivan.
Christine Sullivan. There it was.
Okay.
Nicely done, sound guy. Very well done.
And
I like Night Court. Night
that
Court
was
a great
fucking
show.
Hilarious.
Oh, Night Court's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Night Court was awesome.
I love Bull. Yeah. And Dan Fielding.
Yeah. And well, Harry. John. His real name was Harry, but I don't remember his name on the show.
Well, John Larroquette.
John Larroquette. Yeah. That. Thank you. Okay.
John Anderson.
Was his name on the show John?
Dave Anderson. Something
I don't
Anderson.
Remember. No, his real name was Harry Anderson, wasn't it?
He was still, yeah, he was Harry.
Why we do this every damn episode? We don't remember.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Now I can.
See, yeah, his real name was Harry Anderson, and actually,
Harry Stone,
Judge Harry Stone.
Judge Harry Stone, yeah.
And actually, I like his role on the TV movie split into two parts. He was in the movie, in It, Stephen King's It. I remember his role in that. He was really good in that. He was the comedic relief for nothing in that.
That's a good show.
But anyway, there is. Does anyone have any honorable mentions they want to throw in?
I do, but it's kind of a segue into something else we could talk about real quick.
How about Steve? Steve, do you have any cunts that you want to throw on the cunt scale?
Yeah, it's from Knight Rider, but you remember
Everybody remembers Knight Rider.
Bonnie. Bonnie Barstow, she was the technician for Kit. She was all, you know, because Michael always wanted to turbo boost up her vagina, you know?
Oh, I remember her being hot for an 80s. Pull her up real quick.
Yeah.
I remember her being hot for an 80s chick.
Yeah, hold on.
I know that sounds terrible, misogynist, whatever.
Well, and Tony,
you're like, pull her up, and Steve just minimizes his background on this.
And And Tony, you didn't mention McPherson in the corner tonight.
Patricia McPherson, that's
her
name.
You haven't introduced her. She's here.
Oh. Yeah, especially in the first season. Oh my God, Michael just wanted to pound it. He just wanted to.
Well, now was she a cunt because she wouldn't put out?
No, it just she was. I mean, she was. God, I don't know how to put it.
She popped her collar like in that photo.
No, well, here, just look at this picture. You can understand why. What's he looking at?
Well, he's looking down her blouse there.
Well, I mean, come on.
He didn't give a fuck about the tattoo.
Yeah, he's like
Baywatch.
Yeah, David Hasselhoff, man. There
Germans
you go.
Still love
and
him, though.
And also honorable mention, I guess, on the list is Lori, who's here in the
Wow. Sorry,
Joe,
God.
Stop it.
You may remember episodes 11 and 12. Steve's girlfriend, Lori, decided to sit in and watch this internet gold be made. She came back for episode 13, and she may even stay for episode 14. So
she took our clothing optional joke as like a literal reference too.
Yeah, she's clothed right now, but episode 14 may be a whole new ball game.
It's cold down here, but
yeah, she's gonna sip on the all those six packs she brought, and
she did bring us a 12 pack of beer, a various
Sam
six
Adams
pack.
Summer Ale and
Budweiser Black Crown.
Yeah, the
Black
Budweiser
Crown.
Black Crown.
We won't hold it against her.
Jay loves AB products.
Do you want me to mention also on the cunt scale?
Yeah, what do you got?
Good honorable mention could just be YouTube in general. For being
YouTube.
A bunch of cunts.
Yeah.
If you want to mention that real quick, Jay.
Jay,
oh,
yeah.
Why is YouTube?
I was vocal. Yes, I was very vocal with Jay on that yesterday. That's bullshit.
I wonder why YouTube's the cunt.
Jay, why
because
would
Because we set up in a Nerdcast channel, and they banned us. They said we were spamming.
So you take those 37 views and shove them down your ass, YouTube.
We're pending litigation.
I was saying this the other day, too, because you got guys, if any of you know who PewDiePie is on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
he's got like 39 million followers, more than anybody on YouTube, I believe. And all he does is play video games. He's like a funny dude from wherever the hell he's from. He's from overseas. And I'm like, okay, so when he posts a video, it probably temporarily crashes parts of YouTube. You know, because the dude will get like 300,000 likes within days. And yet we post a few videos that'll get a handful of views, and YouTube's like, fuck you, you spammers. The fuck off our page.
Yeah, see right here. He has 39,174,135 views. It's like.
He had just under 39.
Look
I mean,
right
he's
here.
He's moving his way up to 40.
Look at right. Okay, so everybody, you can't see this, but. There you have the normal YouTube video, then you have the description,
for
and
PewDiePie.
If you subscribe, then it has published all this stuff right at the bottom, www.twitter.com/outerminds.
Yeah.
How the fuck is that not the same
he's
thing
like,
as what
he's
we did?
He's promoting the people who made this game.
But still, it doesn't matter.
Hit show more. Does he have anything else? I don't know. He does all his own stuff.
Yeah,
see?
A whole bunch of stuff.
He does everything
all
himself.
The same shit.
Join Bro Army.
Yeah. PewDiePie,
so, yeah.
Can you help us out on this?
So I guess yeah, on our
yeah,
channel,
bros.
What's up, bro?
We list obviously we list our website, our social media accounts, and all this other stuff, which is exactly what I'm looking at right now on PewDiePie's account. But we're fucking hackers and spammers and everything else. So YouTube, I'm gonna take a picture of my taint after this episode, and I'm gonna send it directly to you.
Just don't
Enjoy.
Link anything to it.
Oh yeah,
because that'll get suspended.
I was gonna
suspended,
link,
yeah.
I was gonna link it to Joe's dick pics, but maybe next time.
I don't know if we can handle that bandwidth on
it. Oh, that's our current squabble with all right. YouTube.
So we did a cunt scale.
Mm-hmm.
Why YouTube is a... I feel uncomfortable saying cunt with a woman down here. Had I known a woman was going to be down here, I wouldn't be saying...
Hey, if she wants to roll with this podcast, man, you got to roll.
Dude, she
life.
Has the word cunt tattooed on her chest, Tony. And she's all smoking right. A cigarette.
So what is our...
Well, we can deviate from the cunt scale to go to real-life cunts that we don't know.
Hey, this is Podcast Rob of the Something Something Cast, but you're listening to Nerdcast on the Inside Joke, Outside Voice Podcast Network.
That would be the next topic on our list.
Oh,
is that really a topic?
We have a topic where I can't stand these people.
Oh okay.
And
let's
these
go.
People are people at my place of employment that can't park their fucking cars.
I thought you meant like specific people. I was like, oh, okay.
No, these are random people. I have no idea who they are, but it's just I park the farthest away possible because I enjoy my walk up to work. And
same
I just,
here.
I just look down the aisle of just going, okay, hey, you can't put your car between two white lines. Your one is completely diagonal between the lines, one splitting lines. And I'm talking to you, guy, with the fucking Kia Soul that splits the fucking line like he thinks he's driving a fucking Maserati. It's a fucking Kia Soul.
Okay.
Get over yourself.
Do they back into the spots?
No. This is pulling into the spot going straight forward, man.
Because my favorite thing is sitting in the parking lot at work and watching these people back into the parking spot like seven times and still they're on the line.
Because I have no issue with the guys that have the nicer cars that park as far away as possible and they take up the two spots because they know that no one's going to park anywhere near them. And that's called the proper etiquette.
I almost park next to them just
to fuck with them, yeah.
Yes.
I don't care about that. But the fact that you think that you're more important than everybody else and you're in that big of a rush to get to work that you won't put your fucking car between the two lines, it drives me crazy and I don't know why. But I think it's just it's a matter of a general disregard to people in general. It's just saying, hey, it's the kind of society we live in where it's a me society. I'm more important than everybody else around me. I'm going to do this and say, fuck the rest of everybody else. Because then, basically, you're taking up two spots.
I've gotten close to being that person that carries the chalk in the car and drawing lines for them and writing dick parking.
You know there's a website for that, too.
Oh, there is.
I think it's still around. It's called youparklikeanasshole.com. And so you can print out little cards on their website, and you can put the date and time that, and then you can put it under their windshield, and you can take a photo and upload it, and you can be like, you're featured on youparklikeanasshole.com.
Well, I know what I'm going to be printing at work on Tuesday.
I know it. Steve, if you have a second, look up youparklikeanasshole.com. Well, just see if it's still a thing.
But because I kind of understand, okay, if you just don't have the skill, because Jay, you were talking about, hey, are they trying to reverse into the spot? I get that. Some people just aren't skilled enough to drive their automobile to do such.
Youparklikeanasshole.com.
Nope, not go to the web.
Well, that's the thing you can...
Yeah. Oh, two spots, one car. A little too close. Too far away from
Steve, go to the actual website.
That
was
awesome.
Hold on. Let me go back.
Diagonal parking. Top that's one. The biggest that's problem that the people that I have to encounter.
Yeah. See, it's still there.
Oh, my God.
You can call people out online.
Holy shit.
I love it.
Yeah, and then you can leave that little slip under there for their wrongdoing. You're publicly shaming them.
That's awesome. Well, no, I mean... I do that at work. I'll park. We have the old TWA parking lot there at the airport, and I'll literally park all the way in the very, very back corner, but some asshole just comes up and parks right by me. It's like, okay. And
it's
they park
me.
Somebody's trolling you.
No, and they park, and it's somebody, you know, with like a piece of shit Toyota Camry that has two fucking hubcaps. It's like, get that piece of shit away from me, all right?
Stop talking about my car.
You don't park next to this orange spoiler, motherfucker.
That's
Vans
right.
Are cool.
I'm kidding. Sorry.
Cardinal time.
We got the bird clock. Jeez.
That's the Cardinals.
Is that a cock swallow?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so people can't park. Yeah,
I was going to divulge off of that to go. It's a selfish act. And then my next thing that I was going to tangent off of that was the divorce rate in the United States.
I'm about ready to have a divorce right now. Somebody couldn't listen about getting the beer out of the freezer.
Oh, dang. When you said selfish act, I thought you were just going to talk about blowing it before they do.
Nice.
Lori, do you want to chime in on that?
I think our stance
you
is not
talking
their
to
fault
Joe's
that they
mic.
Can't keep up.
I don't know if I even really want to say it. Because Lori's so serious. What did he just say? What do you want me to talk about?
Him blowing it before you do.
She's like, honey, I ain't never blown it.
Wow.
But anyway, okay, as far as selfish action, I'm going to throw that. As people might not agree.
In front of us?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
She's said that to Steve numerous times, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, divorce rate.
When she wants the D, she gets the D.
Whoa, hey.
Okay.
For Christ's sake.
getting chills over here.
Yeah, I'll go put them upstairs here in a second.
Sorry, Matt. We're totally done. We're cutting into the divorce rate.
I'm just trying to go on to the next topic.
See, a good sexual relationship, no divorces.
There you go.
Well, here we go. The United States is right at 50% right now.
Sweet. That's like half.
That's half what that is. And it took a non-Jew to get that figure. Well done, Joe.
I failed math in college, but...
I think that means half of them don't get divorced then.
Matt brings an abacus with him everywhere he goes, though. And he's got his lawyer sitting next to him during his podcast. He's object to that. You don't have to answer that.
He's helping us out with our YouTube litigation. Fuck you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What is the divorce rate? Is not being sponsored by our
Bamba?
Ashley Madison? It's being sponsored by white people.
Okay, because here's some history behind it, okay? If we're at 50% rate, and in the 1970s, that's where we reached that peak, is what we'll say. And that was involved with the feminist movement, in which it became a commonplace of women joining the workforce. And at that point, people, I mean, because here's the thing, in the median age rate of people getting married in the 1950s, men were 23, women were 20. So women that were 20 years old were making that life decision, where if you look at it in 2004, men are an average age of 27 and women are an average age of 26. Okay, so you can see where the trend is going. People are pushing off marriage longer and longer towards, you know, at our current era, we're saying, hey, let's push everything aside and we'll wait to make that major decision. Because as in the 90s, basically 70% of marriages are reaching the 15-year mark, but it's like, well, those numbers don't correlate. Why are we still at a 50% rate of divorce? And I was just kind of researching it and saying, why are people even bothering to get married at all if we're all going to, half of us are going to say they're going to walk away from that situation? And it's just a matter of, I find it to be something that if you're going to go into that contract or that bond between another person, you can't walk away that simply, because then we're dealing with the whole property division, alimony, child support. I find that to probably be your biggest reason why people are stalling on getting married, because they're going, hey, I've accumulated all of this wealth, all this property, all this stuff. Now I'm going to have to give away half of my shit? Fuck that. Not going to do that. So then my thoughts were, in order to really make people serious about their decision to get married, I thought that what we should do is have death matches. So that,
or as I called them that.
What were you going to call them?
Debt matches.
Debt matches. Because that we'll throw into, I took some notes in regards to where we are in regards to the U.S. deficit. And right now, the U.S. owes $2.5 trillion. And basically, you could split that number between Japan and China.
It's all on a MasterCard, too.
We owe Japan $1.224 trillion. We owe China $1.2237 trillion.
Oh, thank you, America.
And then with the Chinese economy bubble bursting, you might think they might start calling the U.S. saying, we're going to need you to start making some payments. And I thought we could tangent off of death matches for divorce and saying we're going to put those on pay-per-view. And you can't tell me that people in the United States, if they're going to spend as much as they spend on WWE, UFC, can you only imagine?
Faces of death.
Could you only imagine how much money they would spend on watching actual death matches for people that want to get divorced? Because you've got to be real serious going, hey, I have to hate this person a whole lot to want to get divorced from them.
Isn't that one step away from Hunger Games then?
And you're telling me that's wrong?
It's still real to me, damn it!
If I'm living in District 7, yeah.
So that's all I had on that topic. I thought it was just, I couldn't believe the numbers are still what they are. I can see why the trend is going the way it is, but I still just think that people should either just not do it at all, but they are going to get a divorce and start killing each other.
Dude, now you have social media and Tinder and all these freaking dating sites. You get married and you're like,
Ashley Madison?
Yeah, Ashley Madison. Yeah. You got someone, you're like, oh, they're 3.5 miles from me, and you know they've got crotchless panties on. They just sent me in a photo. Guess I'm going to head over there tonight. I mean, shit, people are always looking for the next best thing.
You guys listen to the radio, right? With, you know.
What's the radio?
Are you talking about that talk box?
No, we're podcast only, sir. Podcast.
Well, no, because you always listen to the radio and they're like, Cordell and Cordell, divorce attorney.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, you want to get rid of your social media. Don't have any social media. If you do, that's a bad way to start.
Hi,
it's like,
I'm Ozzie Smith.
He actually sounds like Cordell. You actually sound like the dude. The Joe Cordell.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Peter. But like whenever, and now when you post on like a lot of social media, if you have your options set, they can see where you're posting from. Mm-hmm. Honey, are you cheating on me? No. Well, why are you next door right now? I swear I'm not inside her.
No, that shit is scary. Because a buddy of mine told me, he's like, turn this off, and this off. And the amount of reporting shit that Facebook does, dude, that shit's fucking scary. Like, people are like, they like put like posting from, like people that are, they'll fucking post that shit. And it's their fuck, you know, the arrow, the yellow arrow with the red dot on it,
yeah,
right on their fucking house. It's like,
you ever watch Catfish, the show Catfish on MTV, or am I the only teenager here?
I've never seen it.
They do that. That's how they catch a lot of people. Like, they'll go on Instagram or something, because Instagram, you can tag yourself, and it shows you like your exact location where you're posting.
Hey, see, that's why I don't put vacation pictures out there until we get back.
Right, yeah.
Because then they'll know you're not there.
Because the white burglar on the commercials that you always see in the ski mask will rob your house. You ever notice that? It's always a white burglar.
Oh, yeah.
There's hilarious commercials out there, too, on YouTube.
Well, yeah, because you can't do a person of, like, color or minority, because, like, you racist fucks.
Oh, God, there's going to be a Caucasian man that breaks into our house. stay off Facebook, honey. Yeah. We're going to leave our honeymoon trip to Detroit off of here until we get back.
A smelly hitchhiker is going to break into our house.
That's right.
Oh,
hitchhikers can't be trusted.
He has a white erase
especially
board.
Especially those robot ones.
Especially the ones with white erase boards. The hipster ones.
That's right, goddammit. But yeah, I think that's all I had about divorce. I thought I would go a little more, but no. I just think that when you're making that decision to go that far and say we're going to end it, let's do it right.
Why don't you make the right decision when you get married?
There you go.
Well, I know Tony wasn't, and Jay and Matt, I don't think you were. You guys weren't dating your current spouse in high school, correct?
Yes, I was.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I wasn't.
How long have you been married?
10 years. We'll be in October.
He's just making it up. He doesn't know. But, okay, so 10 years. That's good, because I've known more than two people, two couples, I should say, that dated basically at 18 straight out of high school who they wrecked it within months of getting married. I don't know what that means, to be honest. But
what kind of analysis you want to put on that?
If one of you doesn't have a lot of money, you're going to go looking elsewhere. That's what I'm putting on
it.
All I'm saying is that all we're going to see so many women with semicolon tattoos at the rate that we're going. I just don't want to see semicolon.
You saw the photo I tagged. I
that was
Michael and tattoo on me.
Your story's not over, sir.
No. Well, I put a comma right below my butthole, so I saved money, and that's my semicolon tattoo.
Jesus.
I was like, "Hey, girl, story ain't over yet." She's like, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "Hold on, I have to undo these pants real quick."
What
is that a rat tail?
What? Is it? You're 30. You're 36. So it's 38 years for mom and dad. I was saying, it's like, why is it that people that from the late 70s, early 80s that have been together, like Joe's mom and dad?
I think it's technology, man. I think now you're just constantly looking for something
else. It's easier to cheat now than it was back then. Well, actually, I also think it's
like BillyMadison.com.
No, it does not matter.
I don't think it's that either, because you have to remember back then, you're talking about 50s and 60s. There was the social stigmatism that went with it.
Saying, that's true.
Hey, you couldn't make this work, and now you're the talk of the neighborhood. All that bullshit. And plus, women joining the workforce, mind you, if they get divorced, how are they going to support their family? How are they going to support themselves?
Yep.
I don't have any experience, because, mind you, the stats show, hey, I was married when I was 20. Back then, I was a housewife, right? If you're the woman. And what work experience do you have? And can you support yourself going into a workforce? Now, completely different, right? So I think, and there's no stigmatism to it any longer because it's so commonplace. I think that plays into it a lot. So you're asking the question, hey, why? How come our parents all made it for the most part?
Well, yeah, because
it just might have been a fact of they couldn't go anywhere. They were just stuck.
Like our parents, like me and Joe's parents,
my parents,
you know,
were married when they were nine.
Well, there you go.
It was an Amish wedding.
Well, my mom was pregnant. She had to.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Let's not listen to her.
I think we all got quiet because we're all doing the math.
Right. What the fuck?
That's so wrong.
Damn it, Joe.
No, but I mean, it's like they're doing that, and then you see all these chicks. It's like they're banging every fucking piece of dick that's out there, and they got 19 kids, and it's like, thanks for having
that's
me support
Duggars.
Well, no, but it's Matt's got a point. There's just chicks out there. They're just they bang every fucking thing they could think of, and then it's like, hey, I've got 19 kids, but hey, guess what? All you guys that are working and have jobs, you'll support us. It's like, go fuck yourself, please.
To be fair, I know goes, a lot of guys.
That goes both ways. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no, it is. Sean Kemp, no, maybe? I mean, no, it's, they open, they've got a watermelon-sized vagina. They can just punch through that like the fucking, you know, go, you know, it's okay. Hurricane
so you're
vagina.
That
I mean,
by that point, they have a vaginal prolapse.
But no, my point is that Matt.
Women are sluts, bro.
Some of them are.
Steve, I know many male sluts, dude.
Dude, I know, but
it's a period of or a point of. I got taken aback by his watermelon sized vagina. I can't think sure now.
He took you off track.
But
yeah, like,
I know. There's guys that go out there. Yeah, they have no fucking. They have no respect for women. They just go, oh yeah, guess what? I'm just gonna pound you and have a nice night. And then, but then there's the other chick.
Well, no, Steve. I think the problem, the issue that you're going off on. I think you're going off on a tangent of the male slut versus the female slut.
No,
the stigma is
either way. It doesn't matter. It's like, hey, you close your fucking legs. Hey, you wear a fucking condom or don't fucking have sex at all. It's very simple. It's very
simple.
That's
like if you have a boy or girl child, though. If you're a boy, you worry about one dick. If you're a girl, you worry about tons
every
of dicks.
Single one.
That's true, though. That's what they always say.
Because here's the thing: the social impact of divorce and the breakdown of the familial unit. I think that's something that I think you might have been trying to go after.
Exactly. Yeah.
When you come, as far as come from the broken family, I don't think any of us have anywhere to say because I didn't grow up in that environment. I don't know. I couldn't speak to it. But I think we can all say that coming from a familial unit that did stick together, it made life easier on
it,
you.
It does, yeah.
So what kind of social impact is the large divorce rate having on society? And you're saying, hey, all these people running around having kids but not being married – you're talking about overpopulation, mm-hmm. where if you were maybe in a family unit, you can talk about, hey, the reason you have a kid isn't because you just went out and wanted to bang somebody and you had a mistake. It's more of saying, hey, we're going to bring you up in a family of saying, we have kids for a reason. There's a reason behind it. And I think what's lost on American society at this point is that's gone. And maybe not gone, but it's depleting big time at a very large rate because you have a big issue with overpopulation, where eventually you might see where America might have to adopt the Chinese policy of one kid. And I don't think you ever see that here in America because people might lose their shit, but it's not something
some
that's
people think the globe is overpopulated right now.
Couldn't you argue?
Yeah, because I just drove to Bowling Green, Missouri a few days ago.
And there's nothing but farm.
There was nary a sight of a person on the way there.
It's going to be like Krypton. It's going to fucking blow up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's going to be done.
Where we're stacking up on alcohol now.
Hey, we know what when the fucking end of the world goes, we're going to Jay's place. We're going to drink ourselves into fucking oblivion.
You know, most of those bottles are empty, right?
I'll either go to Jay's place or my friend Ryan, who has a
with
like 36.
I listened to episode 7 when he's like, I got to, he goes, my friend's coming, but he goes, but I got my war room beer. I'm like, oh, let's get fucked up.
You pound her and you say, thank you, have a good evening.
That's what I say to Lori every night. See you, baby.
Oh, Jesus. Man.
Oh, well done, okay. Sir.
Lori, on a scale of 1 to 10, you have to get on the mic for this real quick. No, you have to get on the mic.
Come on, no, get up on the mic. Come on, come here. Come here.
This is a scientific question that we're posing.
We don't hold back here, so.
Come on. On a scale of 1 to 10, how does Steve look naked?
Oh, Jesus. I don't want
to
answer that.
Answer.
That's a loaded question,
man. That's like a 2, I think. She just sat back down.
Probably a 10 because I shaved my junk, so it's all good.
Oh, man. That was the stubble feeling I felt.
I don't want this to be part of our podcast.
As Dave Chappelle said, and my balls are smooth as eggs.
They fragile as eggs.
So, Matt, watch any documentaries recently?
I would love to move on to whatever topic.
I love that. Tony's uncomfortable about talking about his first pornographic thing. Everybody's just like, oh, somebody said balls. Oh, let's move on to some documentaries about sexual intercourse.
All you want to do is talk about balls, pounding it, sausage pancake party, watermelon size.
His dad
vagina,
just walks in.
Everything else.
We got the on-air line. Tony's talking about nailing it. All right.
I have a question. You know, if we could get above the fucking sixth grade mentality here, maybe move on to
because we were talking about the social impact of divorce. Yeah. Fucking smooth as egg balls.
Yeah. I didn't see the smooth segue there, so I apologize.
The segue was the smoothest.
Oh,
as
here
balls.
We go. Tony the Diva. Let's get on track, guys. All right.
I told you I don't like when you take
I'm an ex broadcast center professional. Fuck you guys. Let's go.
You look like a retard golfer. You're here because you can work the soundboard. He just laughs. I'm sorry.
He has nowhere to go.
This is why the divorce rate is so high. This right here. Yeah. You two arguing.
This is why they're damaged kids from divorce.
Jeez. This makes Matt uncomfortable, you guys.
Brought to you by Bamba, Jewish peanut butter snack. Next.
Well, I think we were going to touch on the Chinese economy, but I think we did that when we talked about putting on death.
Matt, you should
pay off our debt.
He's smiling, so it's all good. My dad's smiling.
Oh, speaking of your dad, yesterday your parents were over at my place, and we have a new term for boobs now, beaver tails. the flat ones that just kind of lay down.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, see? You could thank Steve's dad for that.
Oh my! But yeah, I don't know if I have too much to hit on in regards to the Chinese economy bubble bursting, and we could say about overpopulation and
no.
Stuff.
That's good because is it last week or 2 weeks ago when the stock market were at like the Dow is at like 19,700.
They crushed 1,000 points.
China's thing, they had the China sell-off. Ours goes down almost 2,000 points. Mm-hmm. Who fucking cares about China's economy? It's like
we're
our
economy.
I know,
it's,
but
it's
like,
entirely
it's like
global economy.
Why should our Dow... No, this thing is... but
because our money is their money.
I know, but then you see everything else. The Dow goes fucking plummeting. Gas prices go up to like 250. But then everything rebounds. It's like, hey... Gas is $1.99 on Labor Day weekend.
$2.50 still isn't bad after a few years ago.
Well, you think that they would have learned from our mistakes is what I think we can get to. Their economy crash is based off of a housing bubble as well. They have gone and done major investment on infrastructure throughout the country. And they have what's called these ghost cities. And me and Tony
saw
a little bit on Vice.
I saw Tony's picture.
In regards to... basically, you have a full-fledged city, maybe the size... let's just use St. Louis for example. You have a city the size of St. Louis with 1,000 people living in it. How that won't impact your economy where you're investing millions upon millions of dollars where you have no rate of return. Nobody's there to invest back into it because you built it off false pretenses that you'd have money coming back. And so they're doing exactly what we did. They have people in China betting on these cities failing, and people are making ridiculous money on failed investments.
This sounds like the League of Shadows.
This sounds like Ameristar Casino, because everybody playing roulette's fucking Asian.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God damn it.
Prove me wrong.
Oh, my. And so... and so basically, yeah, the bottom fell out is what happened in regards to their bubble bursting. And they've basically put a stop on new IPOs, and prices didn't keep up with profit.
Oh, it's no
and
longer
so
silver to
now,
try to beef.
They're recouping. They're doing the same thing we did. They're cutting rates down the lowest they've ever been in China. And we'll see if they recuperate. Because basically what happened, what impacts them will impact us. And again, it goes towards overpopulation in regards to people not giving a fuck about other people. Hey, stepping up and doing the right thing. We've always
Joe?
Talked about that in previous podcasts. People stepping up and doing.
What would Kim Jong Un say about those cities?
Oh, you're really fucked now.
They're so Rory, so Shadry and Rory,
so Rory. A riddle Rory.
Oh my god!
It's funny because he's Asian.
It's South Park's version of an Asian, I think, is why it's...
Yes.
But
can,
anyway,
can I pee?
Cripple J, yeah, you said, let's segue from going from the issues in China to or to documentaries that
to
we've
pee.
Seen recently.
Maybe out of my butt. Not really.
And Joe has left the building.
This right. message is brought to you by Joe's Hot Poops.
Okay, Toner, we're going to do documentaries. Get us on track with documentaries.
All right.
Okay, let's do documentaries.
All right, so I recently watched Harmontown about Dan Harmon, who created Community.
Okay.
He's got a podcast, and they followed him on a tour. And, I mean, it showed a little bit of people that worked with him. Went into a little bit what happened with Community, being pulled off the air, put back on, problems with Chevy Chase. But it was just entertaining because it showed what people thought of him. And it apparently he can be difficult to work with because he's got this vision of what he sees. And when it doesn't work out that way, he can get pretty testy about it. Like one of the things was he worked on Sarah Silverman's show as a writer, and he had all these ideas, and when they didn't work out, it caused a lot of conflict, and he ended up getting fired from the show even though he's good friends with Sarah Silverman. Mm-hmm. But and it looked at a lot of the podcasting stuff, which was interesting just from my standpoint. So it was a solid documentary. Got me listening to his podcast now.
And then one I've seen recently, I've seen two, but the one I'll talk about first is Euro Dreams of Sushi is the one I've watched.
That's been on Netflix forever, and I've always looked at it and never watched it.
It is really captivating, really interesting. Ooh, and the reason why I found it so interesting was because you have this man that's in his 80s, and he's still so into perfecting his craft. Being a chef, never getting tired of it, creating a new menu all the time, and really just never settling, you know, saying I'm going to push myself to be the best at what I do. And that just set it over the top. But the part that I really enjoyed about it was the fact they show you his sons and trying to live up to a legacy. And can that really be done? You have someone that's seen worldwide as the best at what they do. And could you ever live up to it? And the documentary goes into, we'll have to see once he passes, but it had to do, you know, Japanese culture, you know, following in the father's footsteps and all that stuff. Just a really captivating, intriguing documentary. It just gives you a new respect for basically the culinary culture, but also the culture of family and living up to expectations and all that stuff. And then the one I just finished watching before we started our podcast was Going Clear, the Scientology documentary on HBO. And that will mess with you if you haven't seen it. Toner, I know, watched a little bit of it. I think Steve's watched a little bit of it.
Wow.
It's on my DVR. I will knock it out.
It gives you a glimpse of why religion can be so scary. And I don't even know if you can classify this as a religion. It truly is more of a cult.
Oh, it is a cult.
It's a cult versus a religion.
It is a fucking cult. Oh, my God.
And it'd be almost a matter of, you know, is brainwashing involved? Because the fact that a guy that wrote science fiction basically took stuff out of his stories and wanted to create something just for the reason of tax exemption. That is the only reason why the Church of Scientology exists, is because it's a for-profit organization that wanted to not pay taxes. It's the thing we discussed before we started the podcast was, how is this a religion where it doesn't really provide you with a direction in life as far as morals and values? The premise of Scientology is self-betterment, where other religions are, yeah, you concentrate on being morally right, but then you do it for your community around you. This had nothing to do with that. Scientology has nothing to do with it. The science fiction aspect of it really plays into showing how crazy these people are. I just couldn't believe what I was watching, and the fact that it's a multi-billion dollar entity as far as the Church of Scientology. Just a total insanity, complete insanity, and the fact that it's so prevalent in Hollywood. You wonder why we get nothing but crap out of Hollywood, because these people are insane. People that are involved
and
with it.
To be fair, Hollywood's run by a lot of Jewish people.
Jesus Christ.
I peed, by the way.
We're glad you're back.
Fucking asshole.
Well, he just walked right into that one, man.
Do you guys watch, you watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver
yeah,
at all?
Yeah.
Did you see where he went after the televangelist?
Yes.
Yeah.
Our Lady of Perpetual Exemption.
Yeah, exactly.
But what's crazy, a show like his, like, mostly his, maybe Jon Stewart, when he was still on The Daily Show and the Colbert Report, when you make fun of something that is ridiculous as, like, churches and the tax exemption and how the IRS handles it, and you bring it to the forefront, but, like, look at this shit. How are these people getting away with this?
Well, in Scientology, how it worked was they went after the IRS. They were not suing just the IRS. They went after individuals that worked in the IRS. So the people that worked in the IRS, they had their own, basically, lives to worry about, where they're like, I just work for a government entity. How are they going to sue me? But they were named in lawsuits, and basically how they got their exemption status was because they just gave up. There was so much litigation coming their way that basically there was behind closed doors. They said, look, all this goes away as soon as we get our exemption. And you're talking about a $1 billion corporation getting tax exemption.
I know. What are you, GE?
Sorry. Oh, watch out for this guy.
Wow. Toner might end up in a river. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Fucking crazy.
But I mean, here, and I'm going to point out something else that kind of blew me away in the documentary itself, which is... might make you watch and go, I gotta see this. They go into these different levels that you reach within the church, and at one level they give you a briefcase, a locked, closed briefcase that has handwritten instructions about the theology behind Scientology. And basically, L. Ron Hubbard writes that 75 million years ago there were humans, I guess, and they were frozen and taken to outer space. Now, mind you, this is a religion.
I'm listening. Go on.
They're frozen and taken to outer space and then dropped into volcanoes.
Yeah.
And then when the volcanoes erupted, their spirits and souls would go into everybody else's on Earth's spirits and souls. And that's how you get a soul is from another human being. And the thetans are you trying to get these people out of you. You look at me with a puzzled look on, what the fuck did you just say? This is their religion, Toner. That's why you're looking at me like that.
I see nothing wrong with that.
South Park explained it clearly.
Oh, God.
It's just pure insanity, and I just find it... it's an atrocity that they do what they do, and it's a lot of the stuff that they go into detail. I highly recommend it. Watch if you want to watch something really messed up.
I'm definitely going to look into it. It just amazes me with kind of all cults... how these people get these like sheep to follow them and to buy into this nonsense. It's like, oh my God.
Speaking of sheep and buying into nonsense, enjoy our podcast.
Please listen every Thursday.
Passing around a donation basket at church?
Mm.
Oh!
Ouch.
Yeah, you were talking about the Scientologist thing. Oh, man. James Randi, you guys know who that guy is? The older guy who debunks all psychics and all that stuff. That's what he's known for. There's a documentary about him on Netflix, too, and there's one section where he's talking about the televangelists who are picking people out of crowds and they know everything, where they live. And he brought a undercover... Tony's adjusting his chair. Tony's adjusting his chair like Austin Powers. And basically there's one scene where he brings an undercover cop or something like that to one of those televangelist gigantic gatherings, and he has a radio, like a monitor, and they pick up the guy's inner ear piece, the televangelist, and he had a woman the entire time, and he's a very well-known person, too. Yeah. He pretty much got shut down after that.
Yeah, of course.
She was telling him, oh, you know, this woman threw her slip in. She lives here. Here's her ailments, blah, blah, blah. And boom, sure enough. And he'd be talking, like, quietly. He's like, you gotta talk a little louder here. I can't hear you. And so, I mean, it's all just kind of...
That was a Steve Martin movie in the 80s.
Was it?
Leap of Faith.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
That's literally how they did it, though.
It's, I just hate that they pry on people that, for lack of a better term, have common sense. They're just so lost in their own life. They just want to turn to something to give them meaning. And you're just preying on weak people. And I can't stand that.
Look at John Travolta.
That's what our podcast does.
We pray on the weak.
I have a runway that leads up to my house with a Boeing 707 and a fucking G5, and they're parked outside my house. Seriously. Check this
out. You're listening to the Nerdcast podcast.
Yeah. No. Let's look at this. This
yeah, no, I've seen, yeah, John Travolta's got his own private jet.
No, he's got a Boeing 707 that he keeps. There it is right here. There's the 707, and it, I mean,
that is a little large.
That's it, look at it, and that's the thing is,
look at it. He's not even parking between the fucking lines. Yeah, he's a like, fucking jerk,
honey. He's like, oh my god.
See, there's his G5, and look at that. It's big enough to put. It's just an overhang, just like for a fucking carport. So it's a goddamn jet port. Yeah. He's got two jet ports for his. And then see this that Boeing 707. He spent like $200 million to restore that thing.
Why does John Travolta have so much money? Do you think it's because of Scientologists?
Look who's talking.
look who's talking.
Saturday Night Fever. Really?
There's some.
What is he in
now,
anymore? That's
watching,
like
no, mind you, he's a big part of the documentary.
Well, yeah,
I watched
Grease, but that was.
But still,
like 1980 or something.
That's the thing. It's like this stuff here. It's like before. Okay, take his movies, Grease, Saturday Night Fever, Staying Alive, and all those like early movies. See how they were like normal. He did that stuff, you know, Tony Manero, all that shit. He gets into Scientology. Look where his fucking movies are at. It's
Broken
like
Arrow, man.
Broken
really
Arrow was face off.
Yeah.
But see,
it all started with Pulp Fiction, though. His revival.
That was the revival of
yeah.
it. Yeah.
But either way, I mean,
he got offered everything and didn't know how to say no.
I guess.
Yeah. He's like, oh my god. That's my only John Travolta impersonation. Oh my god.
It's amazing. He's
the only actor with a problem saying no more than him would be Samuel L. Jackson.
But he's not a Scientologist.
I was going to say,
no,
and Nicolas Cage.
I think he just
holy
says yes.
Christopher
shit.
Walken. Christopher Walken said he doesn't say no to
look
a role.
Look at that shit.
Yeah, he's got his own runway. I mean, that's what like I'm saying. 000... How does John Travolta have so much money?
Do you know how much? Okay, if that's like a 9 or 10,000 foot runway, the like concrete. Because when they were redoing Lambert, the thickness of the concrete, those are 3 to 5 feet thick. Like that's like $500 million for that shit right there. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Church of Scientology probably
throws
him some
there's
bones.
Gotta because, something.
Yeah, he's a
there's
person,
gotta
yeah.
be something.
So well, he probably has events at their house where they can just fly people up to him.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you have a jet port, hey, yeah, you with the...
stable boy, give me a massage.
Well,
huh?
That's a matter
yeah,
of,
here,
hey,
you
join Scientology,
the,
all your dreams are going to come true. Look,
yeah, hey,
be as
you with the
as
Learjet, just park over on pod 2.
You
all
could
right?
be in a disco show. Oh.
I fully expect our podcast to be bugged after this. They're going to come after us.
That's just crazy.
All right, Steve, what'd you watch?
Oh, a few years ago, my cousin John introduced me to The King of Kong. It's a documentary of
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Donkey Kong. These kids that were like fucking geniuses. Donkey Kong. I mean, they could play this shit with their eyes closed, everything else. But then you go from the early 80s till it was present day, so that was 2011 or 2010, 2011, and they like get back together and all this stuff. And this one guy had he had mastered it. He went so far that the game like stopped, and the Donkey Kong board, air quotes again, like they literally there is a secret society of them. They judge this shit, so they like have one person there that judges this. So he plays, he gets to a certain level, and he's like the grandmaster. But then they revoke his status because of a suspect board that he put in his machine. But at the very end of the movie, they go about like 6 months after the filming of the whole documentary, he comes back and he beats the game as he's recording it with the board certified Donkey Kong machine that he has in his garage, and finally, but it's literally there's a guy 40 fucking years old crying because they revoked his status. It's like it's not pathetic, but it's just like these people are that in depth with Donkey Kong from when they were kids. It messes them up that bad. It was
Steve Wiebe, that's his name, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. It's
and the villain in the movies, Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell, yeah. Billy Mitchell was like, those two would come up and like literally they were in New York. They had a fucking parade for Donkey Kong. For Donkey Kong. They like the whole, it was like there was like 30, 40 people lined up on a float. And it's like, yeah, this is the Donkey Kong World Tournament. And they had like, they literally have like all these machines lined up like a fucking casino. And they're all playing Donkey Kong.
Honey, I beat it.
I'm sorry, but your wife left 4 months ago.
If you guys don't, if you guys weren't scared of Billy Mitchell, I dare you to look up his photo with the American flag.
Billy Mitchell, if I remember, because I remember seeing this documentary, he was always trying to say that the other guy, well, I don't know, wasn't a matter of cheating or just it wasn't a matter of scoring or something.
What it was, this was prior to the technology we have now. They would literally set up a VCR at their television of them playing. Or, you know, whatever, arcade game playing. So that would be their way, if they weren't there in person, to mail in their proof of their score. Well, Billy Mitchell, at one point, had a VHS tape, and when he sent his score in, it looked like somebody kind of edited. Like, you could see it skip a little bit. So that was a controversy at this. It's an arcade in Iowa, basically, that it all takes place at.
Yeah, yeah, I saw it a long time ago.
And that's
a good
the thing. It's the one guy... fuck, what's his name?
So, Jesus Christ, the Illuminati is now in King Kong 2?
No, it's just a bunch of dudes that want to get the high score in a game. This one's about King
Kong.
Well,
I think it has to do with the other documentary I watched as far as the sushi one.
No, Steve Wiebe's married, and Billy Mitchell has his own hot sauce.
It's just about perfect. It's about getting so. It's about the obsession with perfection.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. It's this guy right here in this picture. See, it's like he has a fucking referee shirt on, and he's watching it play. This is the guy that, like, breaks down because he's, like, he spent, like, he, it, take 80s technology, but he spent all his, like literally every bit of money he ever made trying to get his Donkey Kong machine up to specs so he could fucking play this game and record it. But like you said, the other guy, Billy Mitchell's like, they're like, he gets there like, no, that's not proper. It's not correct. So we're gonna deny you. It's like, I mean, this guy like loses his shit. His wife is like consoling him. He is like crying like death.
Jesus,
that referee shirt doesn't make that guy look any less creepy.
No, that's the guy that owns. So there's
hey kids, you want some candy?
Arcade, right?
There's an arcade in Iowa called Twin Galaxies that's still around. Because Steve, I actually am doing research while I'm talking about this. So.
Well, there you go, Kong. Right there.
No, I know my Kong, bro. But yeah, it's a good. Yeah, there's Billy and his hot sauce. It's a good documentary because you think it's about one video game, but it's
I'm trying
crazy
to find
how intense these people.
Well,
are.
I'm trying to find the picture of
which
it where
it's
they
still
have
like that with gaming. I mean, geez, they have freaking what is it called TwitchCon? Sorry, I'm probably getting it wrong. It's up in Seattle. It just happened. And that's for the gamers that broadcast themselves on Twitch and all that kind of stuff. So
was Bobby there?
He might have been.
Oh, what's that?
he had his out of office for 2 weeks.
So. What's that? Oh, God.
Live via Skype.
Yeah, it's what Joe does.
Chickswithdicks.com.
No. what you were just talking about, they had it in at fucking Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. It's huge now.
And there's 10 people. They're sitting all on these fucking, like, Alienware, like, my Alienware laptop. They have the actual fucking towers. The towers are, like, $7,000, $8,000 because they have, like, radiator cooling in them. And these guys are losing their shit on stage. Like the gaming episode from fucking South Park. I mean, they are losing their minds.
Well, that's their
over
form
this.
Of rejection because none of them have actually talked to a chick yet. So,
but then again, you have to remember as far as these cons and
just kidding,
these
Alfie.
Competitions. It's a serious money for these guys. You're talking about $1 million person.
Millions.
So yeah, I can understand their.
There was
their
one. I
want to
say
it.
In Seattle, one of them was $7 million or something.
Oh. Jesus.
These guys spend like. Just take like a art like RC hobby stuff that my dad's got. Like, you know, they. Those planes, they spent like, you know, they actually have like mini turbine engines. They're like $6,000-$7,000. These guys are spending like mortgages on houses for gaming and computers. It's fucking nuts. I mean, yeah, I just spent almost $70 on a microphone, but hey, who cares? I sound
blessed.
Good.
Hashtag humble brag.
Yeah. Hey, Guitar Center's having a Labor Day sale. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. My name's Jay.
All right.
Where are we at here, real quick?
I don't know. We need to. Supposed to keep us on
track. We got our quiz.
120. We're at 120.
We'll push that to the next one.
We'll push that to the next one. I also want to give a shout out to myself because I'm going to write a. I think I'll write a review on Until Dawn, the video game. So look for that on Nerdcast.
Okay, well, since you're going to plug your article, I'm going to plug one of mine as well. I'm going to be doing a write-up. September 13th is approaching. That is the anniversary of Tupac Shakur's death.
God, who cares?
I care. So I'm going to be doing a posthumous. I don't like to use big words in front of you guys because I don't think you know what posthumous means.
I was called posthumous.
Yeah, well, if you don't know what it is, you know me. I'm a purple person. You don't know what I'm talking about, fucking Google it because I don't care. It's a posthumous greatest hits release.
That's going to be Tony's tagline from now on. Fuck you, Google it.
Yeah.
And we're going to cut
fuck
that.
Fuck you, watch it.
Yeah, fuck you, watch it, or fuck you, Google it. That's going to be his. Every time.
So, yes, I'm going to actually contribute an article to our website, Nerdcast, NYRDCAST, for fucker's spell.
Me and Joe also need to write our bios.
Yes.
I did, kind of. I just need to add it. Oh. I pretty much ripped off Kim Jong-un's bio and just inserted my own name in it.
I love riding roller coasters with all
we
my
we
people.
We got some teasers for what's going to hit the website. And what about episode 14?
Oh, yeah. Let's do a little tease for 14 and wrap this up.
Yes.
Look at Wes Craven, recently departed.
Oh, rest in peace, yes. Wes.
We'll have some Blade talk, some Marvel Blade talk, and then some couple movie reviews. And then I'm really looking forward to the Urban Dictionary quiz. I think that'll be fun.
That and the drinking stories.
Let's lead off with that.
I have a feeling you're going to get a boner about even if you're a chick.
Oh,
ooh, chick boners. Ooh, the best of the boners.
No.
China clit?
Oh, the little man in the boat stands up. Lori, do you want to say anything about that?
The Pakistani drill press, what I'll be doing on her later.
Oh, jeez. Pakistani drill press.
Wow.
What the fuck is that?
Those beaver tails are going to go wild.
Do you really want to know this? It's going to put a picture in your head.
Oh, or the baked chicken.
Okay. I think we're done here.
Or the reverse Pakistani drill press.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay.
Steven between podcasts.
No, isn't it like...
No.
Lori wants to know, what am I getting myself into?
Okay.
Literally into.
When Lori's done, it looks like she sat on a stove.
Oh, God damn it. Okay, we're done. We're done. I want to thank everyone for listening to episode 13 of the Nerdcast podcast.
Hopefully you come back for 14.
Yeah, if we haven't been deleted from iTunes, we'll find out.
Or no, YouTube.
Or YouTube, yeah. Fuck you, YouTube.
iTunes, cool.
Socialist bastards.
Yeah.
iTunes could be next.
Yeah, probably.
More than likely. Once again, thank you for listening. I go by the name of Toner.
My name is Joe, and I like to withdraw the...
Matt.
Jay.
Sound guy Steve, happy Labor Day, everybody.
And Lori.
And Lori, yeah. Right.
Yell
just
bye.
Just say hi, goddammit.
Hello.
So, okay. Until
or
next
bye.
Time.
Yeah. Okay.
Or bye.
Hi,
whatever.
Welcome to the podcast.
So until next
Pakistani
time.
Drill.
God damn it, I'm trying to do an outro. So until next time, do whatever it is you do. Peace.
See ya.